Back when I was in my early 20s, I used to live at the student residence away from my family. I didn't really go out much. I usually just slam beers and watch TV on the couch by myself. Occasionally my roommate Brad would join me, but most nights I was alone. Then one summer night, I was chugging down some beers and watching sports when Brad came to join me. After talking about the game for a bit, he suddenly asked me if I had heard of the Charlie Challenge. Apparently, it had been circulating the internet for a while. Brad explained that it was basically just a poor man's Ouija board. Instead of having to buy a whole board for it, you just use pencils and paper.
So, wanna play?
I decided that it couldn't hurt to give it a try. Yeah, let's do it. I felt a little uneasy and nervous after I agreed, but I was still intrigued. So, after a few more beers and small talk, the game finally ended, and we started to set up. We turned off the TV and lit a few candles. Then we got a piece of paper and wrote yes and no with a crisscross in between. After grabbing two pencils and placing them on the paper, we were done. As we sat down from across each other, the house was pitch black as we sat there and began asking questions.
Charlie, are you there?
The pencil slowly moved over to the yes. We both looked at each other in awe. Neither of us could believe it was actually working.
Charlie, can I play?
Charlie, can I play? The pencil pointed towards yes for both of us. Now we could really begin. We started asking random questions, whatever happened to come to mind. Will I become a millionaire?
Should I ask Stacy out?
It started out really exciting. We watched the pencil move back and forth between the yes and the no as we asked it more and more questions. But after a few minutes, we started to run out of things to say. Then, I suddenly got an idea for a question I could ask. Is Brad going to die? I thought it was just a funny joke, but Brad immediately blew up after that.
Why the hell would you say that, you idiot? What the hell's the matter with you?
Dude, it was just a joke, man.
You think that's funny? You're crazy!
Then out of nowhere, he grabbed me by my collar and completely snapped. I kept trying to tell him I was only kidding, but he wouldn't calm down. Then we saw the pencil point to yes. And that only made Brad go even more crazy.
You're such a pathetic freak, you little shit! Let's see how you like it!
Brad then asked Charlie if I would die, but the pencil pointed towards no, and he completely freaked out. He began banging on the table. Then he swiped the paper and pencils off in a rage. Finally, he flipped the whole table over and stormed off to his room. I tried to apologize, but Brad slammed the door in my face and told me to go to hell. I figured there was nothing else I could do, so I cleaned up the mess and went to my room to go to bed. I didn't understand why Brad would be so upset over a silly little game. I was sure Brad would cool off in the morning. After I calmed down a bit, I went to sleep. Later that night, I was awakened by a thud. At first, I thought I was imagining it, but then I heard it again and again. It happened repeatedly. I checked the time and saw it was very late. I was confused. I had no idea what could be making that noise. Brad had never been up this late before, but he was the only other person there. I decided to get to the bottom of it, so I got out of bed and headed out into the hallway. It was pitch black. I was scared as hell. The last thing I wanted to do was walk further into the darkness, but the thud kept coming. After a few seconds of standing out in the hallway listening, I realized that the sound was definitely coming from Brad's room. I was still confused, but I walked over to Brad's room and pressed my ear to the door. I heard the thud sounds even clearer then. He had to be doing something in there. I slowly reached out my hand and knocked on the door. Brad, you okay? He didn't answer. All I could hear was the same thudding. Brad? I tried to open the door, and surprisingly, it was unlocked. As I ran, I tripped over a pencil on the floor and fell over. Then, I started wailing after that.
No! Oh God, no! No!
No! I went completely psycho and began crying like a maniac. I couldn't believe it. All that kept going through my head was that it was my fault. I had asked if he was going to die, and now it had happened. I laid there on the floor for several minutes, screaming and crying. Then, I finally stopped and looked over towards Brad's room. The thudding had stopped. But that was somehow even scarier than what I had just seen. Brad? Hello? All of a sudden, a psycho demonic Brad came charging out of the room. Ah! The story was inspired by a disturbing article involving a 20-year-old that allegedly passed away in Albeda City in eastern Libya, as portrayed in the video. According to medical sources, the victim was brought to the Thora Hospital in the city. Authorities in the eastern city have announced their investigation into two surviving cases, and the families of the dead have suggested that there's an association between the Charlie Charlie game and the cases, citing that the game may have made the victims do, quote-unquote, conjuring activities. The eastern authorities of Albeda slammed a ban on the Charlie Charlie game as a result. However, after going viral on social media, the investigation seemed weak in the eyes of the public, which made authorities announce that they are still investigating more into the issue. When I was growing up in the Dominican Republic, my family was still poor. I hung out with some richer kids so I could get a chance to try out all the new stuff they had. One of these friends of mine was Eddie. His parents were exceptionally wealthy. At school one day, he invited me over to his house for the first time. He had the whole place to himself while his parents were out of town for a few days. The only catch was that Eddie wanted to do this challenge that had been going around on the internet called the Charlie Charlie Challenge. It was like a poor man's Ouija board that could only answer yes or no. It was a viral thing on the internet at the time, and Eddie really wanted me to do it with him. At first it seemed stupid, just two pencils on each other and a piece of paper with four squares saying yes and no. I agreed to do it even though I wasn't interested, but over the course of the rest of the day, I had this nagging feeling about it. Eddie told me to come in the evening because it was easier to summon spirits at night. I was extremely paranoid about messing with witchcraft and voodoo. I had never been superstitious and I tried to remain skeptical. But by the time I was leaving my house to go to Eddie's, I already knew it was too late to turn back. I rode the bus over to his neighborhood, then walked through it to his house. When I finally made my way to the front of the house, I knew it was time.
Is he even home? Please don't tell me I came all the way out here for nothing. Ah! Jesus! Who the hell are you?
Hey, I'm Diego. Call me Di for short.
Okay, Di. I'm Elliot. You can call me Eli.
Come on in, Eli. Watch your step.
Why is it so dark in here?
Spirits prefer darkness. I guess you don't know too much about them, do you?
Hey, I'm upstairs. Hurry up. I'm trying to play this thing.
Coming!
So where are we doing the summoning?
The attic, obviously.
Of course.
Up here!
I don't understand. Why are we doing all this? I thought this was supposed to be a simple challenge. And what's with the candles?
You naive little idiot. Did Eddie tell you this was a game? If he did, it's because he was afraid you'd wimp out.
What are we doing?
Have you not been listening this whole time? We're summoning a spirit.
Okay, well, then I don't think I want to be here. You guys shouldn't mess around with that stuff.
Shut up! You're staying and you're doing this with us. Don't make me hurt you, all right?
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
Hey, I set it up while you two were making out. You know the rules to this, right?
Yeah. We ask it a question, then the pencil balanced on top will move to say yes or no.
And do you know what to say?
Yes.
Then say it.
Come on, do I really have to?
Do it!
Okay, okay. Charlie, are you there?
Whoa, you did it! It actually worked!
I don't like this, guys. What if Charlie's evil?
Would you just shut up, you wuss?
Shh! Charlie, may I play? Damn it.
Well, I guess that's that. I'll see you guys downstairs.
Wait, I'm coming with you.
You're not leaving until Charlie says you can leave, dipshit.
Okay.
Now it's my turn. Charlie, can I play? Yes!
Woohoo!
Now it's your turn!
Charlie, can I play too? No. I don't want to do this.
Charlie, will I get laid this year? Damn it. I'm tired of using my flesh. Never mind. Your turn, loser.
Charlie, was summoning you a bad idea? Oh, that's crazy. See? I told you. What the hell? Why isn't it stopping? What's going on?
No! No, Diego! Wake up!
Diego? Are you alright? Did you just die?
Eddie! Fire! There's a fire! Eddie! Where are you? Eddie! There's a fire upstairs! We need to get the hell out of the house!
Eddie?
The story was inspired by a disturbing news article regarding a school called Juan Pablo Duarte Primary School in the town of Hato Mayor in the Dominican Republic. In a video of three students playing Charlie, the parents alleged that their children were possessed by Satan after playing the playground game. Three students were absent from class because their parents believed they were possessed by the devil. The school is one of the various throughout the Hato Mayor region of Eastern Dominican Republic, a country where voodoo black magic is common, and that has been subjected to what one would describe as a satanic craze. Since then, there have been no further updates or reports on the three students. This all happened back in the mid-2000s, back when I was in high school. At that time, everyone was talking about this Charlie game that was all over the internet. I hadn't heard much about it myself, but I had seen a couple videos of it. It was a big popular thing at the time. Rumor had it that it was the next Bloody Mary. The game involved balancing two pencils on top of each other and putting them on top of a piece of paper that has yes and no written on it. Then you were supposed to ask questions and watch to see if the pencil moved to one of the answers. There were videos of people playing the game all over the internet, and it was hard to tell if any of it was real. I normally hung out with these two guys, Riley and Justin, and this one girl, Joanna. For some reason, they thought the game was the coolest thing they had ever seen. The three of them pushed me to do it at my place, since I had the best house out of all of us. Plus, I was an only child and just lived with my dad, so we could have the house to ourselves since he always worked nights. I told them I didn't want to do something so dangerous and freaky, but they kept pushing me.
Oh, come on, you wuss. Stop being a chicken shit.
Yeah, don't be a wimp.
I eventually gave in, even though I was still scared. We agreed to do it at my place Friday night. When the time came, I invited my friends over and we all hung out and ate pizza until my dad left for work. We played a few random games and watched some TV while we waited. Eventually, my dad left. After we were sure he was gone, we finally began setting up the game. We grabbed some pencils and drew a cross with the words yes and no on a piece of paper. Then my friends lit a candle and turned off all the lights in the house. I was scared shitless the whole time we were getting the game ready, but my friends kept laughing and making jokes.
This is going to be so sick.
You think the pencil's actually gonna move?
Yeah, what are you going to ask first?
Finally, everything was ready, and we sat down to play. They pushed me to ask the first question.
You have to ask Charlie if he's here. Go ahead, you first.
Guys, I really don't think...
Oh my god, just do it already! Stop trying to ruin everything!
I reluctantly asked the question, feeling incredibly uneasy. Charlie, are you there? We waited for a few seconds, holding our breath, but nothing happened. I immediately ripped into my friends, telling them that I knew it was a hoax the whole time. But then suddenly, the pencil moved to yes.
Oh my god.
Did you see that?
I was scared as hell. I was then forced to ask Charlie if I can play. But oddly enough, the pencil moved to no. That meant I couldn't play. Then my friends all asked if they could play, and the pencil moved to yes for each of them. They were all good to play. They all excitedly started asking Charlie questions.
Are you in this room right now?
Oh my gosh, this is so cool! Okay, me next. Charlie, do you know my name?
I watched in terror as they kept asking more and more questions. The pencil would move back and forth between yes and no each time as it answered them. It all started out innocent enough, But then my friend's questions started to change. They went from normal fun stuff to really strange and dark.
Charlie, have you ever killed anyone?
Charlie, do you like hurting people?
That's when I started to get really freaked out.
Why are you guys asking it this stuff?
Then, suddenly, my friend Jason asked it the most terrifying thing yet.
Charlie, should we kill our friend?
I thought he was joking at first, but his face was dead serious. Jason, what are you saying? The pencil slowly moved to yes. All three of them turned and looked at me. They all had the creepiest looks on their faces. They didn't even look like themselves.
Guys, what's going on?
That's when they went insane. They all leaped up and began running around the room trashing stuff.
What are you doing? Stop it! This isn't funny!
I watched in horror as they started to look like actual demons themselves. Their faces looked scary as hell. Their eyes didn't even look human anymore. Their voices sounded demonic as they laughed and yelled.
Guys, what's happening to you? Please, stop this!
Then, out of nowhere, they all lunged at me. I ran out of the house and down the street, screaming hysterically for help. I didn't even stop to see if they were chasing after me. I was so scared that I just kept running. Eventually, I came to my senses. I ran up to a random house and banged on the door, begging them to call the cops. When the cops and an ambulance arrived, they found my three friends roaming the street. They were acting hysterical and psychotic. They were apprehended and taken to the hospital. Later on, it was ruled by a doctor that they had mass hysteria. That's what everyone believed anyway, but I knew it wasn't true. I've since been grounded by my dad. He thought that the four of us had done drugs or something. I couldn't get him to believe what really happened. I became distant from my friends after the incident. I just got through school and graduated without interacting with them too much. I've been traumatized ever since. I don't know what would have happened if my friends had got a hold of me that night. The story was inspired by an allegedly real incident regarding four Colombian high school students who were brought to the emergency room after screaming and babbling after playing the spirit summoning game known as Charlie Charlie, or the Charlie Charlie Challenge. They had been trying to summon a Mexican demon with two pencils balanced on a piece of paper, like a modern version of the Ouija board, daring a demon called Charlie to answer questions by making it point to pre-written answers on the paper. Doctors claimed that there was nothing physically wrong with them, and diagnosed a case of quote-unquote mass hysteria. Either way, the thought of the students being possessed over this viral trend is just downright terrifying.